much heart in anything before. You strut into my life and helped me go for something more. Now I stand up for myself. Now I stand out from the crowd. Now I'm standing on high heels if Dad could see me down.
Beam the fire to take you higher. We'll light you up like a live wire. Celebrate you to elevate you when you struggle.
Are you saying you'd like to take me out?
Yes.
Are you saying that you and Nicola are through?
Yes.
Are you saying that you are actually available?
Yes.
And you still like girls?
Yes.
Oh. Carry on!
Feed your fire to take you higher. We'll light you up like a live wire. Celebrate you to elevate you when you struggle.
Oniata.
We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves. Super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Barry White here on Jukebox Journey. First, last, and everything.
My advice.
Well, you remember the group Styx, right? They've sold over 50 million records. They've been eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since 1997 and have never received a nomination. But a lot of the guys are staying busy. I came across this video. I'm going to try to post it onto my Facebook page if possible. Tommy Shaw, in I think this was 2016, sat in with a Cleveland-based contemporary youth orchestra. And this orchestra is composed of the finest high school age musicians in Ohio. So you had the musicians there, incredible, and also the choir. So give a listen. I hope you like it. I think you'll recognize the song.
Future.
Robbie Robertson and the band Ophelia here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G with you on a Jukebox Journey. And if you are a fan of the band, there's a new book out called Insomnia. Robbie Robertson got it together before he passed away. Basically, it's about his relationship with movie director Martin Scorsese. And Martin was the one who directed The Last Waltz. I've never seen it. It is now on my bucket list to watch. But this was a great book, if you ever get a chance. And I just want to tell you about one little passage. Robbie Robertson's living in California, so he goes to visit his mother with the kids. And he noticed that, his mother mentioned that she has a handyman doing some work on the garage. And she said, this guy's quite a character. Mom goes on to say he claims to be doing odd jobs just to get by, but it's only a matter of time that he's going to be very big in the movies. So Robbie looks out and he sees the guy and he's thinking, oh, this guy's kind of short and small. Another little guy with big dreams. And her mother goes on and says, yeah, his name is Joe Pesci. Remember that. He said he's going to make it big.
Time for me to fly. So here's the thing, you know, pick a guy that's easygoing and one that you like, because you can't change them. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that, but they're going to stay the way you meet them for their whole life. And in fact, they might even get worse. And people get upset with me. They go, don't say that, Monique. And I'm going to say it three times for each one of my failed marriages, okay? You can't change a man, you can't change a man, you can't change a man. Why? Because they're in their simplest form. It's like bending a rock, okay? Element 119 on the elemental table, man. All right? I'm going to tell you some things. And the men are not upset. Look, he's applauding. This guy's happy. He's like, thank you. If you operate under the premise that men are simple and delusional, and women are crazy and complicated, your life gets instantly good, okay? It's biblical. The truth will set you free. Watch this. Watch this. Exhibit A, okay? Sir, are you offended by me saying you're simple?
No.
No, he's delighted. Did you see the look on his face?
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Beatles, Hey Jude, here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G in with you on Jukebox Journey. Hope you're having a good day today. Hey, I wanted to tell you about something that's going on locally this coming Saturday, either 10 a.m. or 11:30 a.m. right at the Huntington Library. I think I might have to go to this. In celebration of International Oreo Day, did you know that they had such a thing? I didn't either. They're going to be hosting an Oreo tasting party. Come blind taste, test a variety of Oreo flavors, vote on your favorite. And it says, learn about the dark history of Oreos. So I did Google that, and there is a dark history to Oreos. I never knew that. And milk will be on hand, soy milk if you need that. But, I mean, you remember going to the store, like, as a kid, and it would just be a box of Oreos with vanilla cream. Now they have, like, chocolate cream, coconut delight, strawberry milkshake, green tea, lemon ice, blueberry, orange, golden Oreos. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on. I did want to mention that, it was on this day in 2017, we lost the father of rock and roll. He's ranked fifth on Rolling Stone's greatest of all time. He went by the name of Charles Edward Anderson Berry, or a lot of people knew him as Chuck Berry. Died this day, 2017, at the age of 90.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my collar blues. Still trying to get her belt to loose. Safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go.
Freddie Heartbreakers here at 90.9 FM and Jukebox Journey, Won't Back Down. Well, it was on this day back in 1978, the Bee Gees were all over the radio. And on this day, they had the top three songs on the U.S. single charts. Number two was Andy Gibb. That was a song written by Barry Gibb, Love is Thicker Than Water. Number three was another song written by Barry Gibb. What was that song called? Samantha sang Emotion. Do you remember what the number one song was on this day by the Bee Gees? Maybe this will help you out. A little clue. If you know it, you know it.
One pork chop. One.
Hey, Frank.
It's disgusting, right? Sick.
We just washed the hair.
Yeah.
You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
Take care of his hair. I want to take a walk.
Both sides at one meeting.
I ran across the street. It was a mother lost, we had the veins to sweat, and the fever were to stay.
Germany and the Tubes here at 90.9 FM. Well, before I mention that, we lost Chuck Berry on this day at the age of 90. Also on this day in 2001, John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, only 65 years old, passed away of heart failure.
Joan and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed the hat.
McGuinn and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Zolly said, Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's
let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
Zol, Danny, and Sebastian sat
at the night out,
and after every number they passed the hat.
McGuinn and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
Called John and Zol, and that was the month bump.
McGuinn and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up,
break up,
everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zol form a spoonful.
Michelle, John and Danny getting very tuneful.
McGuinn and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Trusted, and Mitchie wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars
and slow rent,
but keeping out the heat's hard.
Duffy's good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
be kind in the right measure. Cool to be kind, it's a very good sign. Cool to be kind means that I love you, baby. You gotta be cool to be kind, in the right measure. Cool to be kind, it's a very, very, very good sign.
Niccolo here at 90.9 FM, Cruel to Be Kind. Johnny G saying so long for now. That was a quick 2 hours, huh? Can't believe it. Yeah, but you know what? We'll do it again next Wednesday from noon to 2. Until then, have a great rest of the week. Stay warm. They tell me spring and warm weather is coming. I'll believe it when I see it. Until next Wednesday, happy trails.
Bomba dida, bomba dida, bomba dida, bomba dida, bomba dida, bomba dida.